Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. This podcast is covering some issues from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. It's a fascinating chapter all about the approach of the Apostle Paul to his ministry. It deals with his motives, his methods, and then his memories of the Thessalonians and indeed their memories of him. In earlier podcasts, we have covered the issues of motives and how important they are, and if they are right, then our methods will be good. Now we'll go on to talk about the methods that Paul discusses in the verses from chapter 2, verse 6 to verse 12. Now these methods have been shaped by his motives, and our methods in serving others should also be shaped by having the right motives. First of all, we shall talk about the fact that his methods involved gentleness. In verse 6, he says, "As apostles of Christ, we could have been a burden to you, but we were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her little children. We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us. Surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed." So what we see here is Paul intentionally removing any obstacles to the disciples feeling the love of Jesus through him. Which obstacles was he removing? How was he doing this? What were his methods? Well, first of all, we see that his approach is what we might call holistic. In other words, he is involved in their whole lives and they are involved in his whole life. He says that they worked among you, meaning in the midst of you, denoting equality. For Paul to claim that he loved them, he must have been confident that they would have agreed. And the reason that he believes they would agree is because he shared all of who he was with them. He didn't treat them as people to be looked down upon or people just to be lectured or told what to do, but he loved them. He got alongside them. He was involved in them in an holistic way. As Tom Wright comments in his commentary on this passage, the question for all Christian ministers is, if we were to describe ourselves like this, would anyone recognize who we were talking about? Paul genuinely loves these people. He loved them, he still loves them, and they felt it. In this section, when he talks about how he loved them, in verse 8, "We loved you so much," that word is a verb for love that's used only here in the New Testament, and it denotes a yearning, an affectionate desire. A 4th century tomb was unearthed a few years ago that has this word used in an inscription from the parents of a dead son. The dead son has been buried in this tomb, and they have written on the side of this tomb the words that they are greatly desiring their son. The word "desiring" me is the same word that's translated "loved" here. They wanted him back. They yearned for him. That is how Paul loved these people, with a deep love. That he shared his life with them, verse 8. You remember, we shared our lives as well. Lives, the same word can be translated souls, selves, our inner lives. In other words, it is his whole personality that he shared with them. And that is the sign of a truly holistic leadership. One who shares their very soul with the people they lead. Well, next time we're going to look at some other issues of the gentle way that Paul worked with the Thessalonians. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.